Good morning. We're Tin Mechayodim. Excuse me. We're setting Klach Ovav. So Klach Ovav is the rules about being seated or walking near a person who's davening. If for whatever reason these halachas seem to not be kept so well, Shlomo Zalman points out that for whatever reason these halachas do not seem to be kept so well, and therefore he feels that it's appropriate not to look for kulas and try and keep these halachas as best as possible to give them back their proper due that they deserve. They should be kept halachically. So there are two sets of halachas. There's one set of halachas, the issues of walking near a person who's davening, and then there's another set of halachas in regards to a person to be seated near a person who's davening. So the chayyadim starts with the halachas of being seated near someone who's davening. So Siman Aleph, Asher Leishe B'Sot Dalad Amas Shel HaMispalo Mikolt Stodov. There's an issur of being seated within Dalad Amas of one who's davening Shmon Esrei, and this applies in all directions, which means to the front, to the back, to the sides. And we draw a circle around the person who's davening. We don't draw a square. We draw a circle which has the radius of 4 Amas. So in any direction, we measure 4 Amas and where the person is davening. So that means 4 Amas forward and 4 Amas back, which is a length of actually 8 Amas. The diameter would be 8 Amas plus the person's size. So a person should not be seated within all of that area. Mishmur points out that this halacha of being seated is lav dafka being seated, but also apply to a case a person is leaning. We find in certain areas of halacha that leaning, if a person is leaning on a support to the extent that without the support he would fall, it means he's leaning heavily on it, as opposed to a slight incline, slight leaning, but he's leaning on it enough that without the support he would fall, it means he's not really standing, he's really being supported. So that's equivalent in halacha to being seated. So smicha of that sort would be usur as well, but light smicha would be mutter. And the Shabbos says that you shall rely on that when that's necessary. I just want to point out another area where this halacha comes up. Rabbi Yamin Zilber in his Pirish on the Chayadim touches on this. Is that a person gets an aliyah. A person should not be leaning when he's reading from the Sefer Torah. That applies to the Balkari and to the Ola and to the Gabbai who's giving out the aliyahs. They should not be leaning. They should be standing with Yira in front of the Sefer Torah. And that's one reason why a person should not be leaning. The second issue is supporting oneself on the that which the Sefer Torah lies on. It's miyuchid for the Sefer Torah and not for other purposes, so it should not be used. You should not be leaning on it. You should not be using it for your support because it's miyuchid for the support of the Sefer Torah. Now, this would actually apply to the mappa, which is on the bima, not the bima itself, because the bima is normally covered. So if a person would need to lean, actually possibly pulling back the cover and leaning on the actual bima would be better in halacha. So in the case of a person who's a weak person and needs the support, it's going to be mutter, but otherwise a person should be, make sure when he gets an aliyah, that person should be fully standing. And over there, even light leaning is not permitted because of this inyan of standing in front of the Sefer Torah, be'ema ubiyira, just like b'shas matan Torah, the Torah was given be'ema ubiyira. Now the Chayyadim continues and says that besides this halacha of Dalal Amas, there's another halacha of being seated directly in front of the one who's davening. And this will apply directly in front of the person, not off to the sides, but directly in front of the person, even if he's at a distance. So he might be 10 amas, 15 amas away. The person's davening in the back of the shul, and I'm in the front of the shul. I should not be seated. It's toivli zoyer to not to be seated in that situation. So the Chayyadim gives one explanation why this is Osir. There are 3 explanations given in Halacha. The Chayyadim chooses one of them. Because being seated there while somebody else is davening, it looks as if he's davening and I'm not. I'm not interested in joining him in the process of tefillah. So there's an element of, it looks like a chashad or a lack of derech eretz to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that I'm not interested in joining while other people are davening. There are two other reasons given in halacha. One is the concept of that the makom a person is davening is a makom kaddish, like you find in the parsha Shmos, and therefore, based on that, within the Dalet Amos is a person's makom. So a person should be the second individual should not be seated in that place. Just like we find in Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't even stand there without certain halachas of taking off his shoes, etc. That's the second reason which is given. The third reason which is given is because it actually will disturb or in some way confuse the one who's davening. He's going to be distracted by the presence of somebody who's there within his Dalet Amos. We tend to want to have Rosh Hashanah a little privately. We want to discuss what we need to discuss with the Kodesh Baruch Hu privately. And the person being there in front of me or around me will be a distraction. So the three reasons which are given, the Chayadim points out one of them. The Chayadim will continue and say some kulas, some scenarios where this is going to be permitted. Meanwhile, have a good day.